It's been said that religion is of the heart and not of the mind. This kind of thinking originated as a contradiction to the warm and fervent feeling in Christian worship. Some have become accustomed to thinking, to think of the heart as something separate and apart from the mind. Despite the reason that created such thinking, it is erroneous and dangerous to hold that religion is of the heart and not of the mind. The simple truth is, unless one's devotion to Christ dominates the whole of our thought process, we can never be the strong Christian needed in this day and time. One reason there are so many weak Christians among us is that they have bypassed the mind. The mind has never become sufficiently involved in their life for Christ. This should not be so. Nothing is clearer from the Scriptures than the place of the mind in spiritual growth. God wants us to think, to weigh, and to ponder, to meditate. Paul told the Philippians in chapter 4 and verse 8, "Whatsoever things are true, honest, just, and pure, whatsoever things are lovely, of good report, if there be any virtue or any praise, think on these things. Let your mind be filled with the good things of God." This Christian life is more than just having a heart full of love and a mind full of garbage. Think on good things. Jesus told his listeners in Mark chapter 12 and verse 30, "You shall love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, with all of thy soul, and with all of your mind." This tells me that our minds must become captivated by the reality of His grace and the greatness of His glory. When the mind becomes overwhelmed by the Spirit of God and fortified by the truth of God, it becomes a defense for the soul. Evil cannot reach the soul without entering through the mind, for the mind is the gateway to the soul. Consider with me for a moment the importance that Scripture placed upon the role of the mind in our Christian living. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2 declares that it is by the renewing of our minds that we are transformed from the world unto Christ. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7 tells us that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Isaiah has promised that God will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5 tells us, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." This is why Peter admonishes us in one place to gird up the loins of our minds. And in another place, Peter says, tells us to arm ourselves with the same mind that was in Christ Jesus. We may appear upright and honest before men, yet be filled with evil and corruption. We have grown accustomed to thinking of sin as only a physical act and some questionable practice. Christ reserves His most scathing denunciation for those sins which exist in our minds. Jesus makes it clear when He said, "Whosoever looks on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart." In the technical sense, one could be innocent of actually physical adultery, yet guilty because he committed sin in his mind. When the Bible speaks of the thoughts of the heart, it's referring to the deepest intent of the mind. When we are fully persuaded in our thoughts, and our thoughts becomes committed to the will of God, there is no power that is capable of storming and defeating the soul. The mind is the gateway through which all evil must travel fortify it with the strength of faith. Keep it clean and clear with reason and judgment and devotion. God has given you your mind for his service. See that you neither abuse nor ignore it. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.